From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urged Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamic group, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the United States knew the flight path of the Russian jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday. Mr. Putin says the U.S. should have informed Turkey, its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria. Meanwhile, the war of words between Turkey and Russia continues. Mr. Putin said the downing of its plane by Turkey was an act of betrayal. Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Jill Craig was there.
Despite gray skies and heavy showers, Kenyans turned out in force to the University of Nairobi sports grounds Thursday morning. In his homily, Pope Francis extolled family values, saying that Kenyan society has long been based on a deep respect for the wisdom of the elderly and love for children. The Pope said, "For their sake and for the good of society, our faith in God's word calls us to support families in their mission in society, to accept children as a blessing for our world, and to defend the dignity of each man and woman." Jill Craig, Nairobi.
In Washington, this is VOA. The two Koreas agreed Thursday to hold a rare high-level dialogue next month. The Unification Ministry in Seoul said the talks will be in line with an accord struck in August aimed at easing cross-border tensions. A military spokesman said the two sides would meet at the deputy minister level on December 11th at the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone just inside North Korea. Belgium lowered the terrorism alert in the capital Thursday, 5 days after it raised it to the highest possible level. Brussels remains on high alert, however, following the four-day security lockdown during which schools and the commuter rail system were closed. The security measures were taken because of fears that France and Belgium militants would carry out terrorist attacks like the one in Paris on November 13th. British Prime Minister David Cameron has appealed to lawmakers to back airstrikes against Islamic State militants in Syria. Mr. Cameron said the attacks will make the country safer.
"I will not understate the complexity of this issue, nor the risks that are inevitably involved in any military action. But, Mr. Speaker, we do face a fundamental threat to our security."
Mr. Cameron called the terrorist assault on Paris as an call to arms. Southeast and Central European leaders have pledged closer cooperation on combating terrorism and dealing with the current refugee crisis. The pledge was made Wednesday in the Croatian capital Zagreb at an annual summit. The meeting was attended by the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, and U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. A declaration issued after the summit said the migrant crisis poses an unprecedented humanitarian and security challenge. Americans are marking the annual Thanksgiving Day holiday with family gatherings, turkey meals, and parades. The holiday has traditionally been a time of giving thanks to God for the year's bounty. In 1789, U.S. President George Washington proclaimed November 26th as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 people in an attack Thursday on a village in Niger's southern border area of Difa. Niger security sources said the militants arrived in the village of Gogone on foot and opened fire indiscriminately on villagers. Unidentified gunmen opened fire on worshippers inside a Shiite mosque in Bangladesh's Bogra district Thursday evening. One man was killed, three were wounded. A police official says a countrywide search for the attackers is underway. From Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.